Hello, Career Cohort. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Emily Wong, founder of Words of Distinction. We talk about tools for achieving career success, inspirational stories about overcoming career and life challenges, and how we can recalibrate our perspective to better enjoy the journey forward. Before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to share with you a free downloadable guide. The guide is for you if you're struggling to get started or gain traction on your job search. And I have to tell you, I've already gotten a great response from a number of job seekers. The guide is called 5 Steps to Get Moving and Land a Fabulous Job. And it's definitely for you if you're struggling to actually get started on your job search and then manage your time around your search. When you download the guide, you'll also get 4 to 5 emails with follow-up tips, tricks, and challenges to help you move forward in your search. And you'll even get access to my resume samples. So if you need a little extra fuel to get you moving toward that fabulous job, head on over to launchyourjobsearch.com and download the 5 steps. And now on to today's episode. I'm just an individual contributor. Oh my goodness, how many times have I heard that, only to dig deeper to find that these unassuming clients were actually movers and shakers. In fact, I'd say they were leaders, even though they didn't have the title. Here's a sampling. The senior tech manager who convinced C-suite leaders to invest in new software and then helped propel the company toward its goals through that new software. The account manager who unified teams across marketing, operations, and finance to support a key sales initiative that sparked tens of millions of dollars in revenue and then established the trust across their own company and their client company for future high ROI projects. How about the volunteer fundraiser who built and nurtured hundreds of donor relationships while creating innovative revenue-generating community events to guarantee a long-term competitive high school music program? And then there's the engineering client liaison who worked closely with his customers to uncover their true needs, articulated those needs to the engineering team, and then distilled the technical requirements back to the client. These employees sound like leaders to me. Even if you've never formally led a team, you may have more to say about your ability to lead than you realize. I recently had a client who epitomized what it meant to lead from behind. She was hoping to get a promotion, but felt she didn't have the experience required because she never had an official title that shouted, "Team Leader." So I asked her, "How many people have you pulled together to get behind an initiative and help you build it? What departments do you serve as a liaison? When have you influenced change at a higher level within the organization?" And with that, the floodgates opened. She told me about how she convinced her boss to adjust the strategy for a new launch and helped capture a new market. How she won the support of other teams to identify a new system that ultimately cut man hours. How she won trust across the organization because she had a knack for distilling and communicating complex information to non-tech audiences. Wow. All great info for her resume, LinkedIn profile, cover letter, and interviews. Remember, even without the formal title, you're a leader if you get cross-functional peers to support your strategy. For example, if you came up with an idea to build revenue and you galvanize support for this idea from other teams, you're a leader. You're a leader if you influence decisions at the top of the organization. For example, if you've convinced senior management to invest in a new system, technology, or change, you're a leader. You're a leader if your strategy demonstrates you understand the needs of your cross-functional peers. For example, if you go deep to understand the needs of others, who will be impacted, and you win them over by demonstrating that their interests will be served, you're a leader. Now, this last skill, or lack thereof, is what sometimes trips us up, because being strategic in the interest of our own silo just won't cut it. Early in my career, I had a colleague who rose quickly within our company, faster than the rest of us. And at the time, I thought it was just because she was so smart. But when I look back now, I believe her rapid rise was due to her effort to understand the pressures other teams were facing so that she could address those concerns when she rallied them to support a pet initiative. These employees make great leaders because they're actually going beyond their own business units to understand the needs of others. They see the impact of change or a new program through a broader lens. So put yourself to the test. Say you're in sales and you have an ambitious quota to meet. Do you just focus on your own revenue goal? Or do you recognize the needs and challenges of those who are in finance, supply chain, marketing, and other departments that will be impacted? Do you acknowledge them after they've assisted you so they'll be inclined to help you in the future? If you can't rally those folks through trusted relationships, it's really hard to get promoted and recognized. But if you've influenced, led, or persuaded your colleagues, your senior management, customers, and others in the organization who don't report directly to you, regardless of your formal title, you're definitely a leader. And here's an underlying reason recruiters will be impressed with you if you can pull together others beyond your direct reports. The people you influence, convince, and rally aren't relying on you to write a good performance review. So that means they're setting aside their agenda. They're setting aside for the moment what their own business unit is interested in to help you. And if you can get them to do that, you're pretty darn amazing. And you're a leader. So go with confidence. I'll be cheering for you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of Career Cohort. I'm Emily Wong. You can find all of my podcasts and blog posts at wordsofdistinction.net. And if you'd like to chat about how I can help you define the next step in your career, head over to the same website and book a time on my calendar for a free consultation to discuss how I can help you achieve your goals. Please be sure to share, subscribe, rate, and review so we can continue to bring you great content.